This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'll tell you what, you might want to take a look at this company at 47 cents a share. I think they're going to explode. That's my personal opinion. They came on my radar about 2 or 3 months ago. We're talking about Lumina Gold Corp. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LMGDF. You can find them on the TSX up there in Toronto under the ticker symbol LUM. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, also the vice president of corporate development, Scott Hicks, and Marshall Covell. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hey, Everett, thanks a lot for having us. This is Marshall here. So really appreciate the opportunity to talk to your audience.
You know, who are the key people behind your project? As I tell people, when they look at companies on the OTC market, management, management, management. So bring me up to speed on that.
Yeah, that's a great point. Listen, this is part of the Lumina Group, and Lumina Group has been together since about 2003. It was a group founded by Ross Beaty. I joined Ross in 2004, and we had a whole series of companies, Lumina Copper, Anfield Nickel, Anfield Gold. And then in sort of 2014, we put together Lumina Gold, and we've been advancing the Cangrejos project in Ecuador. I'm the CEO, as you mentioned, and Scott Hicks is our VP Corporate Development. But we also have a real strong board of directors and management team. And if you look at it from a shareholding perspective, Ross has about 15-16% of the company. I've got about 4% of the company, and management has about 26% roughly. So the management team in country, we've got Diego Ben Alcázar, who's Ecuadorian, well-respected geologist that heads up our team in Ecuador. Leo Hathaway at corporate in Vancouver heads up our exploration throughout all the companies that we have. And Leo's been involved with Ross since 2004, like myself. Lyle Broughton is our legal counsel, and he's pretty active on the legal and government front. John Ewell is a veteran that's been with us about 10 years. He's government relations. So we have a team that's sort of been together for quite a few years now, working together.
Scott, let me ask you this. Why did you guys go all the way down to Ecuador to find your copper and gold deposit down there?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the nice thing about Ecuador from a geological perspective is it really hasn't been explored. And, you know, a lot of things have changed in the country over the last 5-6 years since we started in country. We were early movers. We had the view that the country was going to open up for mining. You know, in 2016, they really opened the whole concession system up, and that's brought in a lot of interest. You know, we've seen BHP, First Quantum, Anglo American, a lot of the majors come in. So we, along with maybe Lundin Gold, were really kind of the first two to pick up the pace in 2014.
If you guys were down there saying that you're going to be an exporter of bananas, I could see that. But I don't think of Ecuador as a gold, especially so close to the ocean there. Where are we at? I mean, have you done any drilling, NCA or SA reports?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've drilled about 42,000 meters as a management team since we took over in 2014. We've done two resource updates and a preliminary economic study that really outlined a top 15 global gold development project. So, I mean, to give your viewers an idea, this is a very large scale gold project. It's at about 8.5 million ounces of gold in the ground right now. We're going to put out a new resource in November this year. It's going to get a lot bigger because we're bringing in a satellite lake deposit that's about a kilometer away that's not in the current resource estimate. And even with just the current resource estimate, the PEA showed, you know, a 16-year mine life producing almost 400,000 ounces of gold a year. So it's really a world-class project by size and pretty unique project for a lot of different reasons.
Most of the gold companies that come on my show, usually farm that out or just sell off the property. Have you guys haven't given any thoughts about what you're going to do with it?
Yeah, so this is Marshall again. Basically, you know, the whole history of the Lumina Group is we're an exploration development group. Although we have production capabilities and senior people that both on the board and in management that have built mines before, really it's the same business model as Lumina Copper. Add value, de-risk the project. This is a large project in Lumina Copper. We had large projects as well. And move it on to somebody that would build it. And so that's kind of been the business plan. And that's kind of the direction that we're heading with the company.
So what is the strategy over for the next 12 months on that property and the Gran Vista property?
Yeah, Gran Vista, the satellite deposit, we're just finishing up a couple, two or three more drill holes here, and then we're going to cut off those holes and put that into a new resource estimate that Scott was talking about. But at the same time we're doing that work, we've been doing quite a bit of engineering work, more pre-feasibility study level engineering work related to metallurgy, to pit slope design, geotechnical work, infrastructure siting, a lot of those water management, biodiversity studies, environmental studies, and a lot of social programs. So we're moving the project into a development mode, and we're just kind of continuing to move it that way. Now, we had talked about potentially doing a pre-feasibility study next year. That was before we made the discovery at Gran Vista. So now we're wanting to understand the nature and the extent of Gran Vista, and we'll figure if we continue down the path to do a new PEA that would include the Gran Vista deposit. So that mainly has to do with the resources being some of the resources in the inferred category and not having the drill density to take it to indicated and measured, which you would need to do to state it as a reserve after you complete a pre-feasibility study.
My listeners are taking a look at your stock for the first time. One, why should they look at your stock? And two, what do you want them to take away from this interview?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing to take away is that, you know, when we moved into Ecuador, we had really two beliefs. One, that Ecuador would continue to improve, which it has, and two, that the price of gold was going to go up. And I mean, when we moved in, it was around $1,100 to $1,200 type gold environment. We did our study on this project at $1,300 gold and showed about a $900 million U.S. value. And now we find ourselves today sitting in a $1,500 gold environment. And just to give you an idea, I mean, that increases the project value from, say, 900-ish million to about $1.3 billion U.S. So, you know, it's a high leverage project with a lot of gold in the ground that, you know, if your listeners are believers in gold like we are, you know, I think it's a good, unique way to play that. And at our market cap right now of only $150 million U.S. against an NPV of $1.3 billion, I think it's a pretty good opportunity to step in.
And even beyond what Scott just mentioned, there's still a lot of optionality to even further gold price environment beyond the 1500 that he's talking about. So pretty excited about the project, excited about the country and our ability to advance the project. We have the ability to finance and we're moving forward.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. As for my listeners, if you're looking to get on the ground floor of a basic materials gold company, look no further than Lumina Gold Corp. Trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LMGDF. You can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol LUM. I wish you guys nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 days, 60 days, and give us a report and update of what's going on.
Yeah, sounds good. After the resource update would be great, and we can tell you how we did.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.